Okay, my turn.
Hmm.
1985.
Oh, well, let's see. Bankruptcy, divorce, massive amounts of cocaine. You?
My Little Pony, training wheels, and massive amounts of Cap'n Crunch. I love this game.
Really? I hate it.
Too bad, your turn.
Okay. 96.
Oh yeah, I don't want to play anymore.
No, let's hear it.
Okay. Might end this dinner real quick, but 1996. Stripper, alcoholic, and got evicted from a tent.
I knew there was something about you I liked.
Oh, that's what did it?
I like that you went from that to this.
Really?
Christy, you're an amazing woman.
Thank you. I think you're an amazing man.
Thank you.
Another Cabernet and iced tea?
Oh, I'm fine.
We're good.
I'm pretty sure he thinks I'm your daughter.
Let's find out.
Yep.
You mean, son of a bitch?
Hey. Ooh. How you doing there, Colonel?
Oh, I didn't think you were coming back.
So this is your big night, huh? Bleaching your mustache, eating a tub of chicken, and watching Swamp People?
I'm a simple woman with simple needs. What are you doing here? Why aren't you banging the old guy?
It's called being a lady.
It was your third date. You need to close the deal while he's still competent enough to write his family out of the will.
That's awful.
No. Chicken's for closers.
Stop it.
Didn't you just have dinner?
Oh, it was date eating. I'm starving.
You know what that tells me? That tells me old Freddy's doable.
He's completely doable. It's just a weird situation.
Why? Because he's the father of the woman who's about to marry your ex-husband? They do that every week on Swamp People.
Aren't you trying to rise above that?
The man owns 5 car dealerships. Cut the lady crap and consummate.
You know, most mothers would say wait till you fall in love.
Oh, please. Most mothers are chumps.
Oh, this can't be good.
Who's there?
It's Candace.
Go for the knees.
I hate you. What are you doing here? It's 2:00 in the morning.
What are you doing with my daddy?
Please tell me you didn't drive here like this.
I Ubered. Wait a minute, I gotta give him a rating. Stars. You get no stars.
Come inside.
No stars.
Sit down. You want to make her some coffee?
You want to keep her awake? I think we should hit her over the head with a bat.
Candace, listen to me. I'm not dating your father to hurt you. I really like him.
You think you're so special, don't you? But you don't know. He goes through women just like...
Kleenex?
No.
Underwear?
No.
Potato chips?
No. Kleenex.
I said Kleenex.
You can go out with with him for a couple weeks, get some fancy dinners, have some presents, and then he's just gonna be on to the next girl.
So, why are you so upset about this?
'Cause you. It's just like you're getting all the attention from him that I never got.
Candace, you are worrying for nothing.
Really?
Yeah. I promise you, I'll make sure your daddy showers you with love and attention right after I become your new mommy.
I didn't need a bat. Relax. I got it.
Where is she?
Your princess awaits.
Thanks for letting her sleep it off.
I didn't let her do anything. She called me a whore, threw up, and passed out.
Sorry, she's just real upset about you and her dad.
Yeah, I got that from the whore thing.
Hey, Baxter. Welcome to the rest of your life.
Christy, I'm gonna take one last shot at this. Please stop seeing Fred.
No. I like him, and I really think this could be something.
Oh, man, you slept with him already.
No! I mean, none of your business. But no.
You buying this?
Sadly, yes. Turns out without vodka and cocaine, she's a Mormon.
Well, I'm glad we met when we did.
Bastion.
What did you do to her?
Hey, Bonnie wanted to shave off her eyebrows. What an incredible view.
I agree.
Okay, I gotta tell you, that works. It shouldn't. It's really corny, but it totally works.
How about this?
That works too. Can you excuse me for a minute? I need to go freshen up.
Right down the hall.
I'll be right back. Hey, Fred.
Yeah?
I'm really not going to the bathroom. I'm gonna call my sponsor, NAA, and ask her if I should sleep with you.
I'd be happy to supply a list of references.
That's okay. Fingers crossed. Marjorie, it's me, Christy.
Oh, hey, Christy. What's going on?
I need some advice. Please do not tell my mother I called you.
I will not. What's up?
I'm on a date with Fred, and I think this is the night where we, you know...
I get it. You're calling me from the bathroom.
Tell her to close the deal.
I'm just not sure if I'm doing it for the right reason. I mean, part of me wants to punish Candace, but another part of me really likes this guy.
Well, what works for me when I'm in doubt is to just do nothing until I'm absolutely sure.
I swear I will kill you, old woman.
I'm so glad I called you. You always get me right back on track.
You're welcome, sweetie. Let's talk tomorrow.
Do you not see the big picture here?
What? That you're pimping out your daughter?
Oh, so you do see it.
Okay. Not tonight. Definitely not tonight.
Is it appropriate for me to send your sponsor a gift basket?
That's nice. She'd like that. I usually sit here and complain about my life.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
Not today. Today, my life couldn't be better.
What's going on?
She got laid. I met the most wonderful guy. A normal guy, a gentleman. Good looking, got a great job, mature. That means old. Yeah, we've got a couple of issues to work out, but the truth is, those are other people's issues, and I just have to be careful to not make them my own. In the meantime, I'm trying to live in the moment, not get ahead of myself, keep coming to meetings, check in with my sponsor. Did you get Fred's muffin basket?
And the marmalade. Tell him I said thanks.
Anyway, more will be revealed, and we'll see what happens. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Bonnie. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Bonnie.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to ride this pony right into the winner's circle.
Isn't this nice? All of us spending a beautiful Sunday afternoon together?
Like a big old happy family.
Mm-hmm.
You feeling okay there, Candace?
I feel fine.
You should tell your face.
I'm gonna go check on Roscoe's tennis lesson.
Don't you move.
So, Fred, Christy tells me you've been married twice before.
That is true.
So you're probably bitter and disenchanted with the whole idea.
No, no, not at all. You know, if at first you don't succeed...
Try again.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Stop kicking me.
I'd like to propose a toast to the best girl I know. Christy, you're the most remarkable woman I have ever met. You came into this world with nothing and still managed to turn your life around.
Well, I wouldn't say nothing.
I was there. It was less than nothing. She's an American hero.
To Christy.
Here, here.
Hey, I'd like to propose a toast to another great lady. Candace, you are no slouch.
That's it?
Let me finish. You are also a real go-getter.
Yeah, go get her daddy's credit card.
Daddy?
Lighten up, Snickerdoodle. I call her that because when she was a kid, the only way I could get her to smile was to give her a cookie. Well, there it is, that same stink eye her mother always gave me. Anybody got a cookie? Yeah, well, at least Bonnie gets it.
Bonnie totally gets it, Fred.
Why don't we change the subject?
Well, anything you want, sweetheart.
Do you want a cookie? Because there's a whole tray over there.
Best about country club life? Signing for things. Those people are so rich, they don't use money anymore.
Glad you had a good time.
I started to feel like I belong there, like after a horrible mix-up at the hospital, I was finally returned to my real people. Is that a crab leg? Don't worry, I signed for it. I know what you like best. When Freddie gave his daughter a colonoscopy right at the table.
He was rough on her, wasn't he?
Rough? That was a dry scope minus the Demerol drip.
I actually felt kind of bad for her.
For Candace? The woman has never missed an opportunity to make you feel like garbage.
I know, I don't like to see a father talk to his daughter like that.
Really? I loved it. He took the stick out of her ass and smacked her right over the head with it.
Did you ever consider that maybe she's the way she is because of how he treats her?
Wait, what's happening here? You're screwing with me, right?
I'm just not sure I can be with someone who has so little regard for his own children.
What's wrong with you? This guy is crazy about you and doesn't like his own daughter.
Yeah, so?
So, you give him a kid he's even vaguely fond of? The days of paying off our credit cards with credit cards is over.
Mom!
My uterus is not your 401k.
It could be if Fred makes a deposit.
Should we take this into the bedroom?
Yeah. But we need to talk about something first.
Huh. You don't have to be married twice to know that's never good news.
It's not bad. It's just, it's about your daughter.
What about her?
I think you hurt her feelings the other day.
When?
At brunch, at the country club. You were really mean to her.
Oh, that's just how we are. She's fine.
No, Fred, she's not.
What? I don't understand. I thought you didn't like her.
I don't. But you should.
Well, of course I like her. I love her. I mean, my God, I've given her everything she's ever asked for. Horses, ski trips, tennis lessons, a semester abroad, which should really just be called How to Get Laid in Italy. And after all that, all she does is walk through life turning up her nose at other people. A nose I paid for, by the way.
Yeah, but still...
Christy, she's my kid. The way I treat her, it's none of your business.
Yeah, I was just trying to help you get along with your daughter.
Yeah, well, thanks, but I don't think you're in any position to be giving me parenting advice.
Okay. You know what? I think I'm just gonna call it a night.
Really? Do I have to give you a cookie now?
You know something, Fred? You may be handsome, charming, and successful, but you're also kind of a dick.
A dick?
I'd say it in Italian, but I never had a semester abroad. Well, I'm back to complaining.
Told you.
As a result of being sober, I have somehow become compassionate and caring towards other people. And quite frankly, it's ruining my life. You know, back when I was drinking and drugging, I could put up with a lot of crap from guys because I was just as bad as they were. But now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I now have self-esteem, which means I'm going to die alone. Anyway, glad to be sober.
Anybody else want to share?
Yes. Bonnie, alcoholic.
Hi, Bonnie.
I'm sorry, I'm so emotional. I just miss my people.
Mom, we're your people.
Stop saying that.
Buddy.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, did you have a fun time with your dad and Candace?
Yeah. Christy, can I talk to you for a sec?
Sure. Here, take these aspirin up to your grandma. She's had a blinding headache for days. So, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to say that I heard about the breakup with my dad, and I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. Mm.
I did try to warn you that he gets bored with women very easily, so.
Actually, Candace, I broke up with him.
Sure you did. The lonely waitress dumped the handsome millionaire.
Come here.